God's goodness and God's love are tied together. One of the best definitions of love is to do good to someone, even if you don't feel like it. Still do good to someone, for that's what God does to us. He is good and he is loving. He is rich in love and he is kind. Well, hopefully the songs this morning have prepared us to hear what I think is one of the greatest texts in the whole of the Bible. But then I say that about every text, don't I? Romans chapter 5, verse 5, page 1132 on the Church Bible. Romans 5, verse 5. We are in series 1, episode 13 of Romans. And I'm going to read to you verse 5. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. We've been looking at these first five verses for the past few weeks, and this morning we come to this one, and it begins in this way: and hope does not put us to shame. Hope does not put us to shame. No shame. You know, there are several things in life that do put you to shame. They make us feel ashamed. Like if you're caught cheating, that puts you to shame. In 2018, there was the Sandpapergate scandal in cricket, where an Australian cricketer was caught on camera using sandpaper to tamper with the ball to gain an unfair advantage. At the press conference afterwards, the Australian cricketers involved in that were put to shame. We're put to shame when we're publicly humiliated. A politician or a sports star guilty of some misdemeanor, and it's splattered all over the front pages of the newspapers. They're shamed. And we're put to shame when the thing that we boast about doesn't happen or is not true. So a boxer in one of those all-muscle pre-match setups, conferences, when they have the conference, they're all muscle and brawn, and they're all looking each other in the eye and eyeballing one another, and they're both saying to each other what they're going to do to one another. And maybe one of them's really boasting big time, then he loses miserably. It's put to shame. Or an entrepreneur who's going to conquer the world market through their new product, but they go bankrupt in a few months. There are many things that put us to shame. And shame is a horrible feeling to have. But verse 5 says, hope does not put us to shame. So what is our hope? Well, that goes back up to verse 2 that we noted a few weeks ago, where it says at the end of verse 2, we boast in the hope of the glory of God. So this is our boast. We are boasting, we are glorying, we are rejoicing in the fact that one day we will see God's glory. And that glory is mind-blowing. His glory is take-your-breath-away stuff. God's glory is his perfect beauty, his dazzling radiance. It's a glory that shines brighter than the sun, is more attractive than the stars, and more impressive than the greatest firework display ever. The glory of God. And it's extraordinary, but we will see that glory. We boast in the hope of the glory of God. But not just that we will actually see it, but we will share in that glory. We'll be caught up in it. We'll be part of it. His glory will be displayed through us, his people, our characters perfected, our bodies radiant and glorious. It will be sensational. And all the angels and heavenly beings will look on in wonder and be astonished at us. And the sound and the songs of heaven, louder than the most powerful waterfall on earth, so melodious to the ear, will be overwhelmed by the glory of God. And we boast in that. One day, we will see his glory. One day, we will share that glory. We boast in the hope of the glory of God. Now, if it doesn't happen, we're going to be put to shame. Because this is our boast. This is what we're telling everyone, isn't it? When you witness, when we evangelize, the whole thing we stand for as a church is that the Lord Jesus loves us. He died for us to save us. When we die, we'll go to be with him. And when he comes back, we will share his glory. That's our message. If it doesn't happen, boy, are we put to shame. But our hope will not put us to shame. Why? Look at the rest of the verse. Verse 5. And hope does not put us to shame because, we're going to get the reason now. Hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. In other words, God's love is the assurance that our hope will be fulfilled. God's love is the assurance that the glory we long for will actually one day be ours. So, we've got to consider God's love. It's a vast and deeply moving topic, the love of God. And who can speak adequately about it? The Bible is full of this love of God. God revealed his character to Moses in Exodus 34 when he said, I am the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love. We read in 1 John 4, God is love. All his ways are ways of love. Always were, always will be. And the psalmists, they meditate on this love of God and they sing about it so often. So let me just scatter a few of these references from the Psalms that show the love of God. Psalm 5, verse 7, the psalmist says, Lord, your love is great. Psalm 6, verse 4, Lord, your unfailing love. Psalm 31, verse 21, show me the wonders of your love. Psalm 86, God abounds in love. Psalm 89, God, you have faithful love. Psalm 145, you are rich in love. Just go on a concordance or a Bible website or on your Bible app and simply press on the search button and type in love in the Psalms. And you'll be there for many happy days looking at the love of God. It's the theme of the songwriters. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Sovereign grace and love abounding, love divine, all loves excelling. God is love. He has redeeming love. So when the Bible here speaks, when Paul speaks in verse 5 about God's love, that's true. He is love, and he shows love. So our hope will not disappoint us. Our hope will not put us to shame because God's love. And God's love has done something. God's love has done at least two things, many more than that, but just two things here. One we will see a bit more next week, and one we will see this morning. If you look at chapter 5, verse 8, which will be next week, but if you look at verse 8, you will see that God has demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So God's love, first, has been demonstrated. And it's been demonstrated outside ourselves. It's been demonstrated on the cross. When Jesus died, it was a demonstration of God's love. But that's outside ourselves. That is true, whether we believe it or not. That has happened on the cross. The Father gave his Son, and the Son willingly went, so that there can be no doubts about the love of God. We see it in the face of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. So the love of God is demonstrated outside us in the cross. But also, the love of God is not just demonstrated outside of us, it's actually demonstrated in our hearts. So if you look again at verse 5, hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts. Now, this is really quite an amazing thing. So The love of God is not just demonstrated outside of us. The love of God is now experienced within us. That love shown on the cross, that love shown to the world, is now poured out into our hearts. See, this is not talking about our love for God here in verse 5. It's talking about God's love for us. And our hope of the glory of God is not built upon our love for God or anything we do for God. It is built upon His love for us. See, our love for God, it fluctuates, doesn't it? Sometimes strong, sometimes weak. But His love for us never fluctuates. The love of a father to children, the love of the Savior to the saved, the love of the Redeemer to the redeemed. And it's His love that gives us the assurance that our hope will be fulfilled. So that love outside of us is now poured into us. Hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts. This is real Christian experience. The love of God in your heart. And the word here for poured out, is we sung poured over me. And I couldn't find a hymn or a song that said poured into me. But we sung poured over me, but actually it's poured into me. The love of God is poured into our hearts. And the idea of the heart is that the center of our personality is includes the whole of our being, our emotions, our minds, our feelings. And the heart is used here, not the mind, but the heart is used here to show that it's something that's right at the center of our existence. We're not just thinking about it. It's right there at the core of our being. The love of God has been poured right into the middle of our lives. And it's poured into us. And it's a powerful picture, isn't it? Pouring something out. It's not measured out in drops. This is a stein. It's not a shot. It's not just a little thing. This is profusion and abundance and gushing. This is not rationed. The love of God is poured out. In 1 John and chapter 3, verse 1, John says, "What love the Father has lavished on us." The Bible is full of these big terms for the love of God. It's never, ever a little thing. It's not God loves us just a little bit. How much do you love me? A little bit. No, God loves us. And He's poured that love into our hearts. Now, when does that happen? Well, it happens throughout our discipleship. It begins when you start following Jesus, and it continues as you continue to follow Jesus. If you're not following Jesus, then you will know nothing of the love of God in your heart. You might know human love, which is wonderful, but you will not know the love of God in your heart. And if you stop following Jesus, you will stop knowing this love in your heart. So this love poured into our hearts is an inner experience. See, the Christian life is not just doctrine. It's not just reading. It's not just disciplines. It's not just obeying commands. It's feeling something. It's having the love of God in your heart. A thing has happened in your heart. Your heart is engaged. You know that God loves you. You don't need it to be proved. You know it. Because it's in your heart. We can know this love of God in our hearts more and more as we pray for it, but it overwhelms us. Why, O Lord, such love to me? And when you know this love of God in your heart, you cry, you laugh, you have every kind of emotion there can be, and you are most of all amazed that God loves you and has given you that love. And because you know God loves you, then you know that your hope will not put you to shame. So you see, there are two reasons we know that the hope of glory is real. One, objectively, the death of Jesus on the cross. But two, subjectively, in our hearts, with the love of God poured out. Now, how does this happen? Well, our final point. It happens through the Holy Spirit. Look at the end of verse 5. Hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Now, the Holy Spirit plays a big role in Romans. He's mentioned 32 times in this epistle of Romans. The Holy Spirit is a member of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit puts the Trinity's decisions into action. So the Father plans and chooses and decides. The Son comes to earth and purchases our salvation, but that was 2,000 years ago. So the Spirit today is in action in our lives. He has a major ministry. And this Holy Spirit, Paul says in verse 5, has been given to us. So you don't have to wait. You know, there's a wrong Christian teaching that goes around and says that you trust Jesus, become a Christian, and then sometime later you pray for the Holy Spirit to be given to you. Well, that's not true. Because Paul says here that the Spirit has been given to us. Indeed, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're not a Christian. That's what Romans chapter 8 tells us. So the Spirit has been given to us. The day you trusted Jesus as your Savior, He gave you the Spirit. And it's that Spirit that pours God's love into our hearts. The Spirit has major ministries, and He's a free gift. You can't pay for the Spirit. You can't earn the Spirit by morality or religion. You can't merit the Spirit. He is God's gift to you. That's what Paul says. The Spirit has been given to us. Jesus said, ask the Father, and He gives the Spirit. And the Spirit has these varied ministries. He fills us, He gives us gifts, He produces the fruit of righteousness, He assures us we're the children of God, and He sanctifies us and makes us holy, and He pours out God's love into our hearts. You see how the whole of the Trinity is in action here. So this is God's love. This is the Lord Jesus Christ demonstrating that love, and it's the Spirit pouring out that love into our hearts. This is an amazing verse, and we have to ask, do you know that inner experience of the love of God? The love of God, not just outside of you, but within you. Everybody needs to know love on a human level. A baby needs to know love, for she has no means of self-protection and is fragile and vulnerable. We need to know love. As we grow up in life, we need to know love. But there are many people that don't know love, maybe because they've been in a broken relationship or abused or used, or they feel they're just an object. Maybe because of their upbringing, they feel trash, they feel rubbish. I haven't seen it yet, but Toy Story 4 apparently has got a new character in it called Forky. And Forky has this real kind of existential angst because he knows he's made from rubbish. And that's how some people feel. We're made from rubbish, we're brought up rubbish, I feel rubbish. Well, here's the love of God for you. The love of God can be poured into your hearts. Trouble is that so many church people want to keep Jesus outside themselves. They want to keep him just as a figure in history, or a teacher of amazing things, or a man upon a cross, or just on a stained glass window, or in one of Rembrandt's paintings. They just want to keep him outside, because that's safe. Because when you let love into your hearts, that changes everything. But this is not outside of us. This is inside of us. This is an internal experience in your heart, the love of God poured out. Do you know that? I'm not asking, are you following Jesus? I'm not asking, do you believe in Jesus? I'm not asking if you come to church, because I know you do, you're here. I'm asking, do you know the love of God in your heart? See, once you know that love of God in your heart, everything does change. You change. You become a loving person. You're not prejudiced anymore. You look upon everyone as equals. You begin to love the unlovely. And your life is radically different because the love of God is not just demonstrated on the cross, but actually poured into your hearts. If you don't know that this morning, then why not do what the Apostle Peter said to the people on the day of Pentecost? Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then, like the psalmist, pray, God, show me the wonder of your great love. So this is Romans chapter 5, verse 5. You have a great hope, and your hope will not put you to shame because of God's love, demonstrated on the cross and poured into your heart through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, there are many things that cause us to be amazed. Many things in your creation and many things that we enjoy. But this is the most amazing thing of all. We thank you that you are love. And we thank you then that we can know and rely on the love of God for us. This morning, Lord, we're not trusting our love for you because that's faint. We're not trusting our prayers because sometimes they're so weak. We're not trusting our Bible reading. We're not trusting any Christian or spiritual discipline. We're not trusting in anything of that. We are trusting in the love of God. And we thank you that we shall not be put to shame on that last day because your love has poured out into our hearts. This is our assurance of glory on the last day. We thank you for these profound and powerful things. In Jesus' name, amen.